This is the Kita Anime Podcast for February 11th, 2014, episode 1 of the winter season. You always rub things into open wounds. In this episode of Kita Anime Podcast, we begin a tale of two not-so-star-crossed lovers.
Robo White Rabbits.
And Krusty shows off some Miyamoto swagger. All that more coming up. The show begins in 3... 2, 1. It's time for the Kita Anime Podcast with Dito and KT Data. The Kita Anime Podcast is brought to you by Everything Is Awesome. Check out our review on the Lego Movie at ktdata.net because everything is cool when you're part of a team. Hey everybody, welcome to Kita Anime Podcast. I am KT Data.
I'm the other side of the team, Dito.
And this is the podcast where we get together and we talk about anime.
And stuff and things.
And all that good stuff. So if you haven't seen this show before, first of all, welcome to the Kita Anime Podcast. And second of all, there's some homework that is involved in this podcast. So if you haven't done the homework yet, just hit pause after I explain what to do. So just hit pause, go to ktdata.net, look for episode 1 of the winter season, scroll down below in the show notes, and bam, watch those animes. It's got to be some of the easiest homework you ever had to do, right? Watch, just sit there and watch anime. And you probably like anime, or why are you listening to this? I don't know.
That's still a good question.
Yep.
why are we still doing this?
Anyways, Dito, how are you doing today, my friend?
Doing quite well because
do you still have that song stuck in your head?
Thank you. Yes, I do. Everything is awesome. That's like the best way to describe that movie. If anyone ever asked me, like, what did you think of the Lego Movie, I have to quote that song.
I'm slowly learning to remember the whole song. So it goes, everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of the team. Everything is awesome when you believe in our dreams.
Yeah. Moving along now that we've promoted the movie.
And it has the Lonely Islands in there.
And it has the Legos. That's the sole reason why you should watch it.
No, the sole reason you should watch it is Morgan Freeman.
And because everything is awesome.
All right, Dito, this is exciting. Brand new season, and we're going to mix it up for people because we didn't do it last episode. We are going to do the 23rd 2014 Winter Anime Preview.
13.
I live in the past. What can I say? All right, here's our first anime.
Ohayo.
Ohayo.
Maji kayo.
Ohayo.
Ohayo. Sayonara.
Yes, coupling.
And our first anime is Buddy Complex. So Aoba thinks it's just the beginning of a new semester until a giant robot appears and tries to attack him. Why does this only happen in Japan?
Race car.
He is saved by his classmate, Hina, in her own giant robot, because everybody has giant robots now, and she transports him to the future. What is the mystery behind Hina and the other giant robots? All the answers maybe will be revealed in Buddy Complex, another Sunrise anime.
I smell Gundam.
Dun, dun, dun!
But and it smells like Gundam.
Yep. But all of them say hello, so they gotta be friendly, right?
Well, there's that one that said goodbye, and also, nice cutting.
All right, let's go to our next preview right here.
さらに凄まじい苦労の連続となる。
And our next anime is Nisekoi.
Raku Ichijo has a tough, very tough. He's the son of a Yakuza leader, and he wants to get out into respectable college and become a social worker in, you know, solid blue-collar, white-tie society. But 10 years ago, Raku was given a locked pendant, which, by his first love, we can suspect. She promises one day that she would unlock the pendant and with her key, and the two would live happily ever after.
Aww.
But there is a new girl in town. Transfers in too. Chigose?
I
can never pronounce her name correctly.
I thought it was Chitoge.
Yeah, so Chitoge Kisaragi. And those two kind of hit it off, literally speaking, by fighting every time they talk. On the other turn of events, Raku and Chigose must pretend they are dating so that the two rival gangs won't kill each other. Is this going to be, will Raku ever find his first true love? Or will this fake friendship between the Raku and Chigose turn out well? We'll find out in Nisekoe.
Oh, I'm excited about this. I just don't understand why the locket is ginormous.
I know. I was saying that too. It's like this. I'm looking at this thing. It's like it's the size of a freaking palm and then some.
You can hurt someone with that. All right, let's go into our next anime we are previewing. パッチリしたお目目が可愛い。小さくてちょっとアヒルっぽい口が可愛い。リンゴみたいなほっぺが可愛い。女の子らしい声が可愛い。ナチュラルな髪型が可愛い。少し困ったみたいな出たなおっぱい神は死んだ。 By the way, that first part was me fangirling over Sparky. Our next preview anime is Norin, and it's all about Hata Kokatsu has always been the biggest fan of teen idol Kusekabe Yuka. He is devastated when he finds out she is retiring from the entertainment business. To Kosaku's amazement, after a long, long grieving period with a body pillow, I'm looking at you, Coons, a new girl transfers into his class named Kinoshita Ringo. Not the Beatles Ringo. Instantly, Hata recognizes her as Kusekabe Yuki. Will Kosaku find out why his dream idol has transferred to his school, which is Tamo Agricultural School, because everybody wants to go to a farm school, and possibly become more than just classmates? Ooh, it's going to be a wild ride in Norin.
Because farming.
Farming.
and also squashes, eggplants.
You know what's funny when I saw that? You know what it reminds me of is a Utah State University, which no one outside of Utah will ever understand except people in Utah. I'm like, oh, it's the Japanese version of Utah State. Go Aggies. All right.
That is a very good point there. Never thought of it like that.
All right. And here is the last anime we will be previewing of the 2014 winter season. And the final anime is Witchcraft Works.
Takamiya Hanaka is just your regular high school student with just one problem. He keeps on getting stuck with the school's number one beautiful girl, Katsuragi Ayaka. With her crazy fan club right next to him, he never gets to talk with her because little interactions get him beaten from her fan club, random elbows, and also busting her bolts. This all changes when one day the school building tries to crush him. Takayama and the army of Robo Bunnies attack him, and Katsuragi is there to protect him. And says that now she could protect him openly out of the closet. Sorry, I had to put that in there. What is going to happen to Takayama? And why did five new students come in who claims to be witches that transfer into his class? Find out in Witchcraft Works.
Witch. All right, guys. So, what's exciting is since we are starting a new season of the Kita Anime Podcast, two of those animes that we just previewed, we will be talking about. Which two? You're just going to have to wait until we go into the first anime of the night. And our first anime of the night is Log Horizon, and it's brought to you by an ad that I can't read quite yet. Each episode! or there's no ad read in here. So it's brought to you by this totally made up ad right here and right now. And learn how to DDR in your video games, guys. So,
that was ad read / last episode. Just
yep,
so, you know.
So yeah, last episode, there's a beach episode, training noobs in DDR or training the noobs in DDR in an MMO. I'll think of an ad sometime. No, I won't.
I completely forgot to put that.
Woo! Totally threw me off of that one. Normally I would see these things, but apparently I didn't see it this time. So this segment is brought to you by Gross Negligence by KT Data.
And there it is.
All right. So this episode, we see Krusty, this is a terrible name for a character, by the way. Krusty.
Why not? It was Krusty the Clown.
Hey!
Exactly. No, he's a big blue knight at this point with mischievous glasses.
So he decides to get nice and cozy and, you know, drop some swag on the princess, Princess Lish. I can't even say her name. Lish. Yeah. Yeah. Princess Lish. Yeah. And it's his way of actually getting out of all these meetings that the nobles keep inviting him to. Because, you know, when you're a diplomat, you don't get to really do a lot of things other than sit in meetings and have people try to suck up to you or try to get something from you.
Yeah, it's my everyday life.
Everything is awesome. We also discover that, yeah, they're looking for a lot of technology. I mean, they're trying to get the steamboat that the adventurers have been building in Akihabara. You know, there's potential for protection and just exchanging knowledge and trade. So, you know, they're kind of getting their tendrils into the round table and trying to get stuff out of that. I don't know, Dito.
Like cookies.
Yeah. Would you try to avoid all these meetings by hitting on a princess?
Hell yeah. I wouldn't even think twice about it.
Okay. And then this is one thing that I was curious about was Atka, how do you ever say her name? The ninja lady.
Akatsuki.
She's... For some reason, she looked at Shiroe's hair and noticed that it swirled to the right. Can somebody explain to me how is that cute?
It's a hoge. Don't question the ahoge.
I just don't understand it.
Don't question the ahoge.
And she like... it caused her to like float in the air.
Don't question the ahoge.
Oh, man. All right. And then into the meat of Log Horizon. We're actually learning a little bit more about this, of the world, about Log Horizon. We actually learned that there are different levels of magical power and the studying of the body, where you have your psyche and you have your anima, which essentially is your MP and your HP, but part of it is like your memories and the other part is your experience. And when it was still a game, those two things were almost separate, you know? Your body is in-game, but your actual memories and stuff, it's the dude playing with the keyboard and moving the mouse around and stuff, you know? So, yes, so
when you die and everything and stuff, you're just kind of like going, oh, shucks.
Yeah.
I lost some experience, so I just kind of get that back.
But what happens in this world, Dito, is you take the lime, you take the coconut, and you shake it all about, and now it's all one.
I thought you threw against walls.
So they're...
Or rubbing it into open wounds.
You always rub things into open wounds.
Everything.
Yes. But so now, instead of it being separated, there could be predicaments when people die. You know, you might start forgetting little things. I mean, if Dito and I were in there and I died, I might slowly forget Dito's name, forget who he is in general, you know, just slowly like forget all these things.
So wait, KT, you're telling me that when I lose experience, I lose my memories with the experience.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, so that brings up a really interesting piece of it too, just because it's like, since they're all one, what would that be like, you know? Like, how much memories would you lose? I mean, now this is kind of the question that they're all asking now. It's like,
yeah, because people have been taking that immortality for granted, and what if that's, you know, long term, it's detrimental to them.
Oh, there's also the thing is too, it's like, you know, since the apocalypse, people have been dying left and right. I mean, you have the ones in the guilds who had, you know, kill themselves just to get out of the guild because Shira locked them in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how, like, now you think about it, like, how detrimental was that?
Maybe they'll forget they're part of a guild.
Oh, maybe they're, yeah, but we don't know if this actually applies to their actual memories of the game or their actual memories of
pre-apocalypse
the world. Yeah, you never know. And since we're on the stage of the apocalypse too,
you want to give us a history lesson, Dito? Everybody, take notes. Professor Dito is going to tell us the history of Elder Tale.
So, according to the sorcerer, which is a Regan, decides to give Shuria a little history lesson. And this is how it goes. Approximately, there was a world fraction on a world-class magic level where it has been used up to 3 times. 300 years ago, the first world fraction was used when it was the birth of the demi-humans, like goblins. And this comes into the spirit theory that basically it's just respawns. You know, they didn't know how to describe it anymore because they can't technically kill them, but they still come back. So therefore, you get that spirit theory. But then 240 years ago, that's when the adventurers appeared.
Dun, dun, dun.
But then he kind of tells Shiroi that he is a legend. That 89 years ago, he was mentioned into the history books. When, you know, that's kind of odd because he's not 89 years old.
So Dito, do some math right here. Dito's going to do some math. Okay, so Shiroi has been playing for about 8.5 years, but the game says he's been in there for about 80. So how's that time relation work?
That's basically 12, like in the game, it's every 2 hours of real time is a day in the game. So that's, you know, there's about 12 times faster than a real life.
Look at that, guys. That's math. Look at that, guys. Yeah.
Yes, math. It rules the world. So what really happened is that 240 years ago was actually the Elder Tales open beta.
Open betas.
You know, so they're literally taking the whole history of the game and putting it to their, like, was it 10, 20 years of the actual game? Like when it first came out.
Yes. That's a long time to play a game, 8.5 years. The only MMO I know that's lasted that long is WoW and EVE Online. But do you really count EVE Online as an MMO?
Well, Final Fantasy XI has been going on for 11 years.
Man, we're getting old. I remember when these games came out.
I've been playing that game for 8.5 years.
Uh-oh. Dito's going to be gone. I'm going to have to find a new co-host because Dito's going to go get trapped in some world now.
Yeah, I'll be sitting with a mantra.
on there. And what's interesting is, though, when they mentioned that, they mentioned these guys called the Precursors, which are NPCs, and they're almost as powerful as the adventurers, which is, I think that's foreshadowing somewhere in the future where they're going to find a precursor. Because in the world of the game, they were almost like legends, but I bet you we're going to meet some soon.
Yes. Yeah. Well, not to mention they're talking about the soldiers, you know, so we'll see where this goes now.
Yeah. I'm interested. And this is the first time they've actually delved into kind of the history, and I kind of don't really care that much. I'm more interested in what they're doing now, you know, talking with the people on the land and stuff and seeing how they can negotiate things out. I'm excited.
We don't want that. We want to see more of the newbie team leveling up, right?
Oh, right. Took them long enough for the girl to speak up. All right, Dito. Let's jump into the first of the two new animes that we're doing. And who can guess what this... Let's see how good people's memories are with this. And the second anime of the night is Witchcraft Works, and it's brought to you by
The White Rabbits. It's got huge sharp. It can leap about. Look at the bones. I could not help but think that when I was watching that show.
The Roll Bunnies.
Robo white bunnies tearing people's heads off.
Yeah, the Robo bunnies. All right, Dito, we got some new characters we got to introduce before you and I butcher and forget who they are.
Well, actually, we got someone saying that they could take my place because they're better than me because they can just nod their head and smile and agree.
I don't need another former KitKast host. Oh, did I say that out loud?
All your applications can be sent to kita@ktdata.net.
All right. So you want to introduce this world, Dito?
I'd rather not, but I will anyways.
Because, okay, if you guys didn't know, after I watched the first episode, I literally messaged Dito. I'm like, what in the world did you just have me watch that's called Witchcraft Works? I just don't know what's going on anymore.
Okay, so Takayame Hanaka, average high schooler.
Our protagonist.
Ayaka Hiragane. Bleh. Popular. Big assets.
Of course, that's the first thing Dito notices.
And protects Hanaka.
Sure, Dito. That's the first thing you notice is plot.
Well, come on. It's anime. How can you not notice plot? But then we have our...
I wait for the sound effects.
All right, so here we go with slaughtering names. I'm going to take the first one. KT, you get the next.
Okay.
So, Tanpopo Kasaragi Tower Witch.
Okay, and then I got... This is easy. Kazari Rin, and she's a Tower Witch.
Katsura Kotetsu, Tower Witch.
Minowa Mei, Tower Witch. You give me all the easy ones.
And Usagi Kanada.
Okay, so you're probably wondering, what in the world are these Tower Witches and what are these Workshop Witches? So in the world of witches, apparently there are two factions. There are the Workshop Witches, which prefer to just blend into everyday life and have people not notice that they're around, and they kind of just self-regulate witches to make sure people don't, you know, misbehave and whatnot. Then you have the Tower Witches, who are like, everything goes, I don't care about humans, I am a Tower Witch. Yeah, Robo Bunnies, go!
Because they don't think everything is awesome.
But everything is fun, or everything is cool when you're part of a team. Yeah.
Solicited marketing.
Every time we nod that, we're probably going to have to pay royalty. So the first time we see these Tower Witches is when Hanaka, he's just walking around. I think he was taking the garbage out. Yeah. And then all of a sudden the school building decides to drop on his head.
First, there was a little stuffed rabbit or bear or something that was sticking out of the trash that said, weather's fine with a chance of school building.
What is it, cloudy and a chance of meatballs?
I don't know. Is this like all of a sudden there's a school building over his head that just, yeah, it's like squish.
But he gets saved by Kagari.
Or adult Shauna.
Yeah. And she's not adult. She's still in high school.
Well, she's grown up at least.
She's taller, if you want to put it that way. Yes. And then Kagari proceeds to beat the living crap out of an army of giant robo bunnies.
Quite literally. I mean, okay, so this, from the time period between when Hanaka was going to school and Kagari starts beating the crap out of bunnies, it was literally 10 minutes in the first episode. That progressed really, really fast. Yeah. It was really, really cool.
And so, like I thought that was interesting. And again, she tries to attack the next day, which is interesting. And what is their strategy this time, Dito, since trying to attack with a building didn't work?
So usually when it goes, if you don't succeed the first time, go all out.
And apparently
that's what they do. I can sum up the entire battle into two words. Doggy pile.
You should correct that to real bunny pile.
Bunny pile. And white rabbit pile. I don't. Yeah. That sounds like a piece of crap.
I love how there's just that one giant one, and everybody else is like all around it.
What I find more funny is that it's like when they're all just sitting there, and she's just like, "Oh crap, forgot to clean up and everything." First thing came to my mind was like, frat party. That's exactly a frat party right there.
You know what's funny? These robo bunnies just remind me so much of Panda Z and how much I love Panda Z. I'm not even lying. I'm like, Panda Z! I can see this as an episode of Panda Z. Oh crap. On there. So that's kinda interesting. And then here's another one. I'm going to let you talk about this. Is why in the world are the Tower Witches going after Honoka?
I don't know how to explain this and not sound dirty, but I'm going to go anyways.
Honoka is
being hunted for his body and white stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I really don't know how I could. I don't really know how I can say that without sounding dirty.
Well, they haven't explained anything else. That's all they've said is white stuff, and I'm just going like, way.
Yeah. So the only thing that they can really define itself is Honoka is some earth-destroying bomb that is the return of the demon lord, giraffe-necked something or other. Yeah, something he's not something all that good.
Yeah, he's essentially like the Holy Grail that the Crusades were all about, except in the witch world.
Or, like, I'm kind of overlooking this as another offshoot of Shakan no Shana. He is another ultimate energy-looking thing that rejuvenates every day or something.
But are they going to spend, like, 6 episodes talking?
I hope not, because this is progressing far faster than Shauna did, especially at third season.
Oh, yeah. And then, so before we finish talking about witchcraft works, would you ever join the Torture Research Club? I thought that was hilarious when she catches all of them and it's the Torture Research Club.
You know, what's far more funny is that, Karugi. Wow. Ayaka, I'll just say, because it's easier to say. Is a fire witch. So, torture chamber, witches, fire, you get the picture.
Oh, yeah. and fun sound effects like this right here.
Oh, if just watch, you'll understand what we mean. It's actually in that scene.
All right, so, Dito, final anime of night is right here. And our final anime of the night is Nisekoi, and it's brought to you by love. When in doubt, just fake it. So this is interesting. We see, like, you heard a little bit about the preview where Raku, he's the son of a Yakuza leader, and he's like, I hate this. I want to live a legit life. I want to go, you know, be a working man and all that good stuff.
And straight-laced, you know, college grad, high education, living the city life, you know, the works and dreams of every average person.
Yeah. So, you know, and the only baggage he really has is that he's wearing this giant, giant pendant that has a lock on it. And it looks like it could hurt someone. Like, the bottom of that looks sharp.
It does. The thing I'm surprised about is that he wears this huge thing that takes up, like, all the way down to his sternum, and it doesn't puncture him.
Yeah, and, like,
because he bends over and stuff like that.
Seriously, it looks sharp and heavy, you know? That's walking lopsided or something with it on.
I know. It's like, and it's just swinging it around like nothing cares. I'm just surprised it just doesn't, like, you know, ball and chain. Just
yeah, and, you know, he's just a normal teenage boy hoping that his classmate Kosaki Onodera, you know, he dreams about her, has some fantasies, you know?
Just a little,
you know, normal high school crush, right? No,
maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know about normal. But.
On there, and then, so he comes home one day, and Pops is there, and he's like, Raku, we got a problem. There's a rival gang out there, and it might just break out into full-out war between the Yakuzas and the Beehive Club.
Beehive. Of all the names you can really put into a Yakuza gang, Beehive. It's like Utah. It's like a Utah gang.
Yeah.
We are the Beehive Gang. Because when we punch it, it stings.
Ooh. So
there's,
everybody,
there's my zinc in the night.
You better watch out for Dito. It's gonna make you hurt. So he's like, the one way,
like a sting, like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
the one way we can stop this is, you know, this happens all the time in the movies, right? Is that the kids of the rival gangs should just start dating and marry each other. So that way, peace. Love will rise above peace, right?
Well, remember the last time this happened? It was called Romeo and Juliet, and it didn't really work out very well. Too soon?
Too soon. So, you know, he's like, okay, I guess I might have to take one for the team, even though I kind of like Onodera, and, you know, couldn't be as bad as me getting kneed in the face earlier today, right? And then he finds out the girl is the girl that kneed him in the face in the morning.
What's the chances of this happening in an anime? I mean, really?
0%.
Yeah.
Like 0.1% at most. I'll give it a slight chance, the 0.1% chance that it would ever happen that way. So now they have to, for 3 years, 3 years is a long time, fake date each other. And the problem is every time they've had interactions previously, they pretty much beat the crap out of each other.
Well, actually, it's more like Chikosei beat the crap out of Raku.
I don't know. He gives out some pretty mean verbal abuse. I mean, with Gorilla. That's pretty bad, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's so bad than getting, you know, punch in the face and all the fun junk.
It's anime physics, dude. It all equates out.
Yeah. Anime logic. Don't question it.
Yeah, it all works out. So, you know, so they have to pretend that they're dating. And the funny thing is that the whole part is that Raku still has his pendant and he's looking for this girl because the girl promised that when they meet again, the key will unlock the locket and then they'll go and get married and whatnot.
So my question is what in the world is in this locket?
Drugs. So he's part of the Yakuza, man. Like, seriously, is this really?
He's transporting drugs for
over 10 years?
Like, for over 10 years, yeah. And not knowing this key is going to open up and magically they're going to get married because of this, the drug inside. Yeah. So
it's not like drugs go bad, dude.
Some, maybe.
Not the good stuff.
Yeah. The good stuff never goes bad. I mean, it's like wine. It gets better over time.
So I can already see that we're probably going to have some love triangle or possibly a harem come out of this anime right here. So my guess is there are multiple keys out there because the girl bought it at the dollar store and like any key will work with it.
It's going to be like that musical box that you had as like your little sister had as a kid and everything that you could put a chopstick in it and it'll open.
Yep.
it's just a little pin size hole. It's just bink. Oh, it opened.
Yeah. Cause we already see that Onodera has one. I almost can tell you that what's her name? Shitoge has one. And why not? And there's another girl that has one too.
Why not? I mean, I don't see any reason why this couldn't turn to a harem.
This is the classic anime formula on it. But there's just something so funny about this because they hate each other. It's the reverse of Romeo and Juliet, and I love it.
But still, we can't take out the whole equation yet because of their gesture between one another. Claude, which, you know, is Chitoge's
bodyguard,
extremely overprotective bodyguard.
It's all bodyguards are.
Oh no, he was like, he's like stalker level weird. Anyways, I think that he's already discovered that there's something.
Well,
weird
he was suspicious there. Initially because they go on a date in the first date. So how do you imagine a first date, Dito? You know, we go to the cafe, have a nice relaxing coffee.
Wait, you and me?
No.
Oh, okay, because
I'd punch
like,
you.
I would hit you in the nuts.
That's how that's how it would end, is both of us just killing each other.
Yes.
But you know, a nice day at the cafe, right? Go, you know, maybe watch a nice romantic movie or a scary movie, and then, you know, get some lunch and, you know, just chill, right?
You know, that's like your average stereotypical anime date. Yeah. Why not?
Everything goes wrong. Everything goes wrong.
If there is if there was something possibly, you know, she's like, yeah, if there's anything to go wrong, it happened here. And
yeah.
Why not criticize everything while you're at it?
I love how she wanted to go watch the Gundam movie. I'm like, yeah, giant robots.
Adventure, and not to mention explosions. Like, did someone say explosion?
I like giant robots. And I also love that her perfume is the smell of gunpowder.
Yeah. Why does this smell so nostalgic? Oh, and then it clicked.
It's gunpowder. I'm really excited to see where this goes, just because they're going to end up killing each other or getting pretty close. And they have these two rival gangs that are pretty much voyeuring every step they take. Every step you take, every move you make.
What do I hear the worst thing about
these
that is?
These rival gangs are looking at you.
Besides KT singing. That actually played when I was at work today.
Oh, and now you're going to hear that from now. But
no, it's just the first thing came to mind was just like, why in the world do I have this urge to watch Space Jam? Anyone else want to watch Space Jam with me right now?
That's not from Space Jam, though.
But no, I just got this urge for it, though.
Because that one's, says Space Jam in it, though. Or no, it's I Believe I Can Fly.
Yeah, I know. That's what it reminds me of, Seal. It reminds me of Seal. But
I will make you all forget everything just by saying, everything is awesome.
Because everything is awesome. But yes, I don't think we actually managed to get an episode without quoting Lego Movie.
I like the movie, all right. What can I say? Spoiler, guys. The review that I wrote, thumbs up. On there. All right, Dito. So that's all the time. It's the end of the episode already. It's sad, right?
Nah. I mean, yes, we here at ktdated.net, we miss every one of you.
Yeah, so.
Sorry, I didn't want to make that sound that creepy.
If you guys want to go on a date with Dito, email us kita@ktdated.net. I'll send you his address.
Wait, since when this become that?
I'm just going to turn the show into a love matching podcast for you. Our goal. You are now the Bachelor podcast edition. Dun, dun, dun.
I feel sorry for anyone who really actually thinks that way. No offense to anyone, but yeah, I feel sorry for anyone who would really want to go out with me.
So yeah, if you guys haven't noticed, we got a movie review of the Lego Movie on ktdata.net. You should go check that out. And right after we finish recording this, there's going to be a published review of. I got to make sure I say this right. There's an extra N in this that you don't hear. Danganronpa. There's I think because it's spelled Ronpa, but I only hear Danganronpa when I listen to the game. So I'm going with that. Trigger Happy Havoc. That review will be published shortly after I'm. After we finish this, and a review of the new RoboCop. Da, 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 dun, dun.
Human hand RoboCop. Yes. It's not as bad as it seems.
Officer Murphy. All of that you can find at ktdata.net. Again, if you want to send us feedback, if you don't like our choices for these animes, tough luck, but you can always try to argue with us or say why these were bad choices. Send us an email, kita@ktdata.net, or you can just leave us a comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ktdatanet, or on the Twitters @ktdata for me, or @ahoybaby for Dito. You know, if you want to solicit him specifically for a date, you can do Ahoy Baby. We're also, you know, if you want to come watch live, Sparky and Laser Norm are in the chat room right now. Laser Norm's just like, what? You can come watch us record live. It's always fun. And you miss out a lot of conversations that never make it to tape. Our next
episode. Thank God.
Yeah. Our next episode is going to be February 25th, 2014. And you can find that at ktdata.net/live. And anything else that I'm missing, Dito?
The only thing I want to plug in right now is watch out, because I just finished up my photos for the Steins Gate Figmas. Check it out, and you'll see my new telephoto lens, or not telephoto lens, micro adapter lens pictures. Yes.
All right, guys. We will hope you, thank you all for watching and everything. I don't know why you guys watch, but we appreciate it from deep down inside of our hearts. And we will see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Hitting the mic again. Part of a team.
Everything is awesome when you believe in our dream.